America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Wind has subsided. 61-yard drive for the lead. It is. Oh, it's. He's got it! He's got it! He's got it!
Oh, no! We suck again!
I'm starting to think we should do a show on Sundays, because then we don't have to come in like this, because we come in after a Canes game. And what happens is the Canes game gets wiped out by Lance Bass from NSYNC kicking a 61-yarder. Guy's never going to make another 60-plus yard field goal in the rest of his career. But, of course, he makes that one. And so now we have to start the show like this when we should be talking about the 9-0 Canes. But, you know, that's what's fresh in our memory from yesterday. And so we have to weep a little bit.
Canes are very good.
Canes are good, man.
Canes are very good. I love
it. Damn Ward. That team. See, this is the familiar Monday feeling. So the Hurricanes did their thing. Dolphins didn't. And we've got a tale of two very different Miami football teams right now. But this Cam Ward and Xavier Restrepo, they're fun. Like, this team can score points. And you know how I love points. Because the defense has been a little suspect all season long. They can score points. And that makes it fun, man. It's just fun.
And with the Dolphins game, don't kill me, that was good football.
I thought so.
That really was good football. Uh-oh.
What happened?
I drank a pineapple seltzer and it kicked up something.
He hasn't cleared his throat in 22 years.
And every coach, he can still.
Uh-oh. I mean.
Medvedev be doing his thing lately.
How's your phlegm?
Alfredo sauce is his mouthwash of choice.
Jack Daniels has always made whiskey, and if they have it their way, they always will.
Uh-oh.
And who cares if Tua goes home and...
Uh-oh.
Legend has it, his phlegm is more dangerous than hot lava from a volcano.
We were blaming it on injury.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, that is... I mean, is someone waterboarding you?
Goodness, I almost died.
Channing Crowder is the phlegmiest man in the world.
And some of those...
Maybe the baby carrots and ranch weren't a great pre-show snack.
See, the thing with Crowder, Solana, it doesn't, like, nothing takes, because he always goes, oh, I had coffee or I had dairy or whatever. But then he goes, I had a pineapple seltzer. Well, so his entire life is spent all phlegmed up.
I'm nasally. I got a lot of nasal.
Oh, your nose in the morning. You have, what goes on? What goes on in your...
I don't know.
From the neck up, what's going on constantly?
That was a good, strong two-month run that I was clean.
No, we were just nice to you. Yeah. We were just nice. We just didn't play it.
Well, like I was saying, that was a playoff team with an MVP quarterback getting played drive for drive to the last moments of the game to win. That was good football.
In Buffalo, by the way.
We didn't come off on top in Buffalo. And that's what I was looking at the game. And then I was out listening to Joe today. I was listening to Tobin, Leroy, and them. That was the football game you're supposed to play. And that's what it's supposed to look like. and you're supposed to come out on top of them. But the run game was going. Solana, I told you, don't have a shootout. I was saying, we don't have a shootout team anymore. We have that team. We have 27-24 teams. That's the games we have to win and lose. So that was the most impressive loss of the season, I would say. Out of the six losses, that was an impressive loss.
Yeah, Tua was excellent, by the way. And anyone who has anything bad to say about Tua, I think, is just kind of entrenched in a position. Like, you can't ask. He's accurate. I mean, he had that bad, you know, snap exchange at the beginning. Everybody was ready to jump all over him. But he was excellent. The offense scored enough points. And to be quite honest, there's a couple of mistakes that end up going, you know, the other team's direction. The Jordan Poyer penalty. Listen, I never played defense. It's very difficult for a defensive player to be able to, you know, accurately judge exactly where everyone's going to be when the offensive player can move around. It's a penalty. I'm not saying it's not a penalty, because it is a penalty. It's helmet to helmet. And then, listen, if you told me that you have a chance to go to overtime against a Buffalo team that's favored by almost a touchdown, and it'll all come down to a Tyler Bass 61-yard field goal, and I've seen the guy miss an extra point and doink another extra point in, like, I'd take that scenario every time, as would Mike McDaniel. And it just didn't, you know, of course, are the two words that we utter a lot in South Florida. And that was an of course.
There's three more minutes. We go down and kick a field goal or score a touchdown and win it or tie it. That's how playoff game, that looked like a playoff game to me. That's what you watch. When you watch the good teams play the good teams, it's that second half. If what it is, progression, and I know I'm not talking about playoffs. I think we're too far away. We'd have to win 9 in a row. I know. I understand all of that. But it looked like we were playing football again yesterday, and that's what I took away from the game, even with the loss.
And that's the Tua effect. And by the way, for those who might question, Dan Orlovsky tweeted this out. Since Tua has come back, okay, two games. Since Tua has come back, he's 53 for 66 with 465 yards, three touchdowns, no interceptions, average of 27 points per game, and they've lost both games.
Hmm?
It ain't his fault.
No.
I think he's doing his part.
Yeah. And they're picking on whoever Jalen Ramsey's not covering. I don't know if Pitty understood that. Like, oh, he's got Marcus May and Cam Smith are making all these tackles. Yeah, because they're throwing at them every time. Like, they can see the weakness. They can see I call them ducks. Where's the duck at? Okay, going over there by him. Yeah, these guys get paid too. I said it last week. Buffalo is a top five offense in this league with an MVP candidate. And it looked like it. I'll tell them, the damn defense, some of them calls were ridiculous. They played zone, and zone was going good. Every time they blitzed them, is a big play. Hey, fella, stop sending people. Let them play the zone. Let them get 7 yards, work down the field, and see if you can get a, you know, stop them on a 3rd and 4. Every time they send somebody, they let that little pretty eye boy catch the ball in the flat and go 70 damn yards. I said, he got blue eyes. Ain't nobody whooping me with no green eyes.
I think a lot of the problems are defensive, and I would say that you really have to look at Chris Greer again. We've talked about this the last few weeks, but you could have locked in Christian Wilkins a couple seasons ago. You gambled on him. You could have signed Andrew Van Ginkle really for what you were. That's the one that's confounding. I see the look on Solana's face. That's the one that is so confounding to me. It's not like he went and got this massive payday in Minnesota. It was pretty equivalent. So I don't, you know, you have to question some of the, and remember when it first started happening, we were a little up in arms over the defense, but then they made some moves and you were like, you know what? Maybe this is, didn't we sign someone that ended up retiring on the first day of camp?
Yeah.
Shaq Barrett. Maybe?
Yeah. Shaq Barrett.
Yeah. And obviously there's injuries too, but you know, I mean, you can't feel despondent after that. You can feel despondent because the season's over. Like, you can feel that way. You can't feel despondent about the performance, because the performance, like you said, I mean, that's kind of what you're going to do against a really good team on the road. Like, that's the game you're hoping for. You're not going to go in there and smoke them.
am I disgusted about the last 6 weeks? Yes. Am I disgusted about the last 24 hours? Nowhere close. And defensively, you have two Pro Bowl caliber defensive ends. We get no pass rush, and Josh Allen was sitting back there. He was playing 7-on-7. But if Bradley Chubb and Jalen Phillips are in there, this defense looks a lot better. I'm not defending Chris Greer because there's flaws in this roster. But, yeah, just taking into account, like, that was a hell of an effort on both sides of the ball yesterday by a team that's not going to make the playoffs and shouldn't make the playoffs while they played the last month and a half.
You say effort?
I was encouraged.
Just be happy he was able to get it out without Fleming up.
I was encouraged by yesterday. You know, and then Lions lose their best defensive end, and they go beat people by 60.
Yeah.
They're a special team, man. Ooh, They're a special team. They're fun to watch. Can't not like Dan Campbell and watching him get just pelted by rain, and he loves it. He loves it. Like, he loves
playing the rain, playing the snow, playing the mud. We're built for this.
You see defensive coordinator, his glasses, they were making fun of him on the broadcast because he couldn't see out of his glasses. Doesn't matter. Right. Doesn't need
he
to
don't
see.
Care.
Doesn't need to
Coach
see.
By feel. Coach by feel. So we have Heat tickets to give away every day this week. Is that every day, Solana?
Every single day today, Hawk. That's what the liner said.
Every single day today.
Every single day this week.
All right. Because if it was every single day today, that would be an interesting giveaway because, only one day today.
I think there's one pair.
So you're saying every single day this week?
Every single day this week, Hawk. That's what the liner says.
It really doesn't say that.
Does it not?
No, it says the Heat host the Sixers on Monday, November 18th. We've got a chance for you to win tickets to see the game. Keep listening to the show for details, smartass. So go ahead and keep telling me what the liner says and then also say it in a wrong fashion so that you get the actual response wrong. And then what you're saying isn't correct either.
It's what the email says, Hawk.
So instead of just saying, yes, we've got them every day this week, you had to be a smartass, right?
I wasn't being a smartass.
Even though it didn't say what you were suggesting it said.
I wasn't being a smartass. Like I said, exactly what the email says.
That's not what you said. And you also said we're giving them away every day today.
Just glad we're on the same page here.
Well, are we? Because I still don't know if we've got tickets every day this week.
I have no idea.
Because the liner doesn't say so, and you said every day today.
I didn't actually read the email. I didn't read the liner. I have no idea. I mean, are we, Crowder?
That would have been a better response by you. I'm not exactly certain. Check it out.
Hawk, we are giving one pair of Heat tickets versus the Sixers every day this week. We are.
All right. So we have a pair of Heat tickets to give away today and every day this week. And today, Aronde Gadsden will join us. He's been sounding the alarm about Buffalo for several years now. No one seems to be paying much heed to his alarm. John Michaels is going to join us. We're going to celebrate the Miami Hurricanes with John Michaels, biggest Canes fan. He hosts mornings on 680 The Fan in Atlanta. So we got a lot to get to on this Monday, what should be a very celebratory Monday, because the Canes are 9-0. You got three more games and ranked number 4. And we're having a time. I was texting with John this morning, like, how long have we been waiting for this? It seems to actually be here. So we got a lot going on. Let's get headlines with Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
Why don't y'all ever CC me on these emails? Well,
do you have an email account?
It's like that one that's with the station. I don't know what that is. Hmm. Yeah.
All right. I'll CC you.
And CC him.
CC me. Y'all talk about these emails. Y'all leave me out of information.
Let's start with the Canes then, Hawk. I could tell that's what your heart wants to talk about. Let's start with the Miami Hurricanes. They are number four in the nation today. Number four.
Probably you'd get no arguments out of people if they were higher than four, to be quite honest.
Couldn't.
Xavier Restrepo is amazing as well. Cam Ward's unbelievable. Xavier Restrepo is amazing as well.
He is. Broke the Canes record. He is legit. That is one hell of a tandem. You wonder if these guys would play more than one season together, how many records they could hold if they were playing their careers together.
Think about the names that were catching balls for the Hurricanes throughout the years. And he has records with the Andres and the Santanas and then
Reggie Wayne.
Yeah, Reggie. Like, that's crazy.
I think there should be some sort of addendum to the rule or amendment. I don't know what the
amendmum
word is. But
amendmum.
Why can't Cam Ward just stay another year?
I'm sorry. Amendmum.
Addendum.
Amendmum.
Why can't Cam Ward play another year? Why can't Xavier Restrepo just stay? Why can't they just play for the Canes for a couple more years? I saw the Colorado State Buffaloes kicker, 32 years old. He has like eight kids. Kick a field goal the other day to give him a win. Forget the rules at this point. Anybody could play college football. Doesn't matter how old you are. Let them play.
Well, who says that they want to stay here, though?
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
Whoever, I'm telling you, whoever ends up getting Cam Ward in the NFL draft is going to have a pro football superstar. That dude is – everyone talked about Caleb Williams being tailor-made for the NFL. I see it in Cam Ward. I see everything that everyone talks about with Caleb in Cam Ward.
You're going to talk about that top quarterback. Cam Ward is up there. Talking about these teams that need a quarterback, these bottom five teams in NFL, Cam's on their list right now.
He looks like a pro quarterback. He looks like he's playing in a league that's not worthy of him. When he's just floating around back there, it looks like he knows I'm better than everyone out there.
Yeah. On the other side of what Solana said, I think Geno said it. This is his NFL redshirt year.
Mm-hmm.
He could have went last year. He wanted to come back and up his draft stock and all that. So he could – we said it. He's better than number of quarterbacks I watched hold the ball yesterday in the NFL.
Well, Clemson did lose, by the way. So right now in the conference, two undefeated teams. Pitt lost as well. Miami, SMU. And if it stays that way – that'll be your ACC title game. The Georgia Tech kickoff will be another nooner on Saturday.
It's all right. Get in, get out, hit the varsity. You're at the varsity by what, 5 o'clock?
I'm going to go to the varsity. No practice on Sunday then. That stomach going to be ruined.
Jaime Jaquez Jr. is questionable today. I don't know if you guys saw. You know, they're in Mexico all weekend long. With a stomach illness. So, Mexico got to old Jaime. Yeah.
Muy fiestas.
Mm-hmm. the Miami Dolphins lose 61-yard field goal. They're 2-6. Since 1971, only two teams that started 2-6 made the playoffs. Since 1990, no team has been 2-6 come back to earn a wild card berth. So the odds stacked against the Miami Dolphins.
Well, they're apparently, they're still believing everything I see and read.
Yeah, we'll play the sound later, but Drew Rosenhaus told Josh Moser on WSVN 7 last night, doesn't expect the Dolphins to give up on the season, doesn't expect them to go through any sort of trading situation where they're trading away everybody.
They got to get to 10 in the AFC. So that's an 8. That's saying to make the playoffs in AFC, they got to get to 10 wins.
Not making the playoffs.
That's what Solana's talking about, percentage chance.
No, I know, but I mean, what are we doing here?
They have to. They go 8-1. They might make the playoffs.
Hold on a second.
8-1 for the remainder of the season.
Hold on a second. Didn't they win 8 of 9 a couple years ago? Flo's last season. I mean, they missed the playoffs that year, but they went 8-9 with Tua leading that team. You guys always like to remind me. Now you're punting on Tua and his ability to lead this team to win 8 of their last 9?
That is correct.
I don't believe it, Solana. Change my mind, Tua.
The Panthers went 2-0 in Finland. They beat the Stars 6-4 on Saturday. They're off until Thursday. They host the Preds. The Heat did win in Mexico, La Ciudad de Mexico. Bam went off. They improved to 3-2. They get the Sacramento Kings. Sound the alarms. The DeMar DeRozan army is out today because DeMar DeRozan is at the Kaseya Center.
Very excited. Mm-hmm. And words with Drake over the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't DeMar have a statue up in front of the stadium? Oh, it looks more like DeMar DeRozan than Wade.
Did you see when, I forget which college football team it was trying to they're trying to mess with the kicker of the opposing team by showing the D Wade statue behind the goalposts.
I believe it was like an Ivy League game.
That was hilarious.
The Herons, Inter Miami, lost a heartbreaker in game two of the playoffs against Atlanta in Atlanta. So they have to play game three in the first round here at Chase Stadium. The game will be Saturday. They got to win. Win and they're in. They lose, they're eliminated in the first round. Would be a major upset.
So if they lost, what would that mean?
Eliminated, Hawk. Eliminated.
So try to win.
They try to
win this one?
Yeah, they should try to win this one, 100%. Okay. Yeah, a win would definitely help them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Tonight, Monday Night Football, you got the Chiefs undefeated hosting the Buccaneers, 8-15. I think the Chiefs are 9-point favorites tonight. And then tomorrow, NFL trade deadline will be at 4 p.m. Eastern time. The Saints fired their head coach. A lot of news, a lot of stuff going on here. Dennis Allen becomes like the only coach to be fired by two different organizations while coaching the same starting quarterback in both situations as well, which is interesting.
Dak Prescott's going to be out for a few weeks.
Yeah.
That just came down the pike.
You saw people were reading his lips on the sideline. He said, "We bleeping suck."
Or some people are suggesting now that he was saying the refs bleeping suck.
Yeah.
Well, Jerry Jones is about to retool here in this next 26 hours. He said he's buying on his trade deadline.
Did he? I didn't see that.
Jerry Jones was saying, "Yep, no, we just gotta make a couple moves. We'll be right back in it."
Said, well, how could he be buying? He was crying poor at the beginning of the season. He waited to sign everyone. Now he's just gonna go out and spend a zillion.
They don't have any money to buy anything with. Jerry Jones is crazy.
He's a crazy man. Yep.
I was going to read this later during more of a football dive, but the Cowboys, their only three wins this year were against Deshaun Watson, Daniel Jones, and Justin Fields when he was starting for the Steelers. They're 3-5 now after losing their next three games. Ready? The Eagles, the Texans, the Commanders.
And no Dak now.
No
Dak. Who's their backup?
But they traded for they traded for the Niners quarterback. What's the guy that they drafted? What's his name?
That's right.
Trey Lance.
Yeah, Trey Lance. Yeah. You're right.
I don't know if he's their official backup, but he's there. You might as well give him a shot, I guess. Anyways.
And CD's out too, right? CD and Dak. It's about to get ugly.
Already ugly.
Your weather, Remy DeMesmond and Dover Lawford.
By the way, you should mention Miami Hurricane women opened their season today. Miami Hurricanes women's basketball opened their season today at the Watsco Center at 11 a.m. What was the score of that one, Solana?
I do not have the score in front
Miami
of me.
Miami beat Stetson 78-53 in the opening game of the NCAA women's schedule for the Hurricanes.
It's a good start to the new era. Thanks for throwing me right under the bus there, Mark.
The men's basketball team plays tonight as well.
What's the score?
That is correct.
What's the score there, Jimmy?
They play at 7 p.m., jackass.
Your weather from the DeMesmond and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. I'm glad we can all just get along on this Monday afternoon. It's a gorgeous afternoon in South Florida. Tonight, the lows will drop into the low 70s. That is your weather.
Y'all on edge today. What?
I was going fishing. I'm like, I think I've got a, I got one here on the hook, and I hope he bites.
I found it weird that you said the Hurricanes women's basketball team opened their season twice, but you didn't give the score. I'm like, huh, where is this going?
Well, I mean, you're the headlines guy, so I thought I'd give you a chance to do your job. When you showed us you couldn't, I gave everyone the score. John Michaels is going to join us in the next segment.
It's a bus coming. He kicked you right in the back.
Admittedly, he's been busy. He's been working on a new open for the show for the last 6 months and has been posting some videos from some of our interviews. He's going to get one up there. It's only been 11 days, but he's going to get one up there. So he's been busy, and it's hard to check the scores when you're constantly working.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Oh, no!
Hawk and Crowder.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
John Michaels is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Reminder, before we talk some Canes here, if you're looking for the best Canes merch or Dolphins merch, check out Caneswear in Davie. They're on University Drive next to La Spada's, or check it out online at caneswear.com. John Michaels hosts mornings on 680 The Fan in Atlanta. He's a South Florida guy, huge Hurricanes fan. I told you, he and I were texting this morning about how long we've been waiting for a Canes football season like this one. John, how long have we been waiting for a Canes football season like this one?
I mean, can I be real? 2002. We've had some glimpses. You know, 2017, we were 10-0, but let's be real, none of us thought we were winning a national title that year. And I love Malik Rozier, but he was not Cam Ward. Before that, it was probably 2002 with Ken Dorsey and Willis McGahee, and then some little twerp referee, Terry Porter, in the corner of the end zone, and Arizona stole our damn sixth national championship. And really, from that point on, the program has spiraled downward. But guess what? You get a transfer from Washington State. Suddenly you find some magic in an offense that's unbelievable. And I was at, after the Miami game, we had a party here in Atlanta for the Georgia-Florida game, which I went to for about 35, 45 minutes. And I had Georgia fans, they were petrified, because at the time they're losing 13-6 to Florida. And they're all looking at me, and I've got a Miami chain on, and they go, "Oh, do you really think you're that good?" I said, "I think we'll beat Georgia's ass. I'll tell you that much." I said, "You guys are struggling with Florida's third team. We went to the swamp and whooped up on them like they stole something. I'm not afraid of anybody." Cocky Canes fan right here. "I'm not afraid of a damn soul in college football as long as we got number one behind center back there spinning that rock."
And we talked about that too. Remember this offseason we're asking, or early in the season, I was like, can they compete with the Georgias and Ohio State? And we were like, let's see. I want to bring, if you bring up Cam Ward, I got him over the damn Georgia guy, because that Georgia guy throws interceptions like he's giving away hotcakes. Dylan Gabriel can play, though. That's the only one. Is Cam the best quarterback in the nation, bro?
Yes, I don't think there's any doubt about it, Shane. I like Dylan Gabriel. Dylan Gabriel, to me, is a guy that in many other years would probably be your Heisman front runner. He's playing for the number one team in the country. You know, they beat Ohio State, all that good stuff. But Cam Ward has had so many of those wow plays this year. The throw that he has to Xavier Restrepo this week, I think his father said that it was a no-look pass. All I know is it came from an angle that a shortstop would be proud of. He kind of ducked down sideways and slung it, and it's right on the money on an RPO throw, and X is out the gate, and 66 yards later, he's in every Miami record book that's out there. Without Cam Ward, Miami's probably 6-3, and they're having a nice season, and you're feeling like Mario's turning the corner, but it's not a special season. Cam Ward has made it special, and if I'm the Carolina Panthers, I'm the Cleveland Browns, I'm the New Orleans Saints, or one of those other god-awful NFL teams that's going to be picking high at the top of the draft, I'm taking Cam Ward, and if my GM tries to talk me into somebody else, I'm probably firing his ass as well. Cam's the best player in the country. Nothing against Ashton Jeanty. Nothing against Travis Hunter. Cam Ward should win the Heisman Trophy in about 4 weeks in New York City.
Yeah, we were having this conversation because I watch him. He looks to me like an NFL superstar waiting to happen. You get that same vibe then, that he will be able to translate collegiate success into the NFL.
Yeah, are there some things he'll need to clean up? Sure. His first touchdown to Xavier Restrepo in the NFL, where he's rolling right and he kind of throws it deep down the field and he gets tipped by the Duke DB, that might be an interception in the National Football League. There'll be times that he's going to have to rein in who he is just a little bit. The throw back across his body that gets intercepted late in the game against Duke, he had the same throw against Cal. Those things can't happen in the league because the league will eat you up. But you know what? And not that Brett Favre was a good human off the field, but on the field, he was fantastic. Brett Favre, you lived with a lot of that in the NFL. Back across his body, crazy throws. You know why? Because he can make every single throw down the field and he can lead a team to victory. The most impressive thing for Cam Ward about me is he's in complete control of everything, whether it's pointing and saying, hey, bro, we're running right here and there's not a damn thing you can do about it, or coming to the line and letting you dictate, hey, you're blitzing from here, fine, I'm going to go ahead and run this play. The throw that he throws to Jacoby George, they had set that up probably 5 games ago, running a screen out of that diamond formation, and Cam walked up and he looks around and goes, all right, I've got the coverage I want, and he kind of nonchalantly pumps the screen, knowing that they're going to bite on it, and boom, he hits Jacoby down the field for 50+ yards. It's everything that you want in a quarterback. You know, I've thought in my mind many times, I was having conversations with buddies, he's the best quarterback that's ever played at Miami. No disrespect to Jim Kelly or Gino Toretta or Bernie Kosar or any of those guys. Cam Ward in 1 year is the greatest Miami quarterback ever. Now he's just got to finish the drill in about 6 more games.
And John, you brought up Restrepo. And he's breaking UM records. And I'm talking about Irvin couldn't do it, and Santana and Reggie Wayne, Andre Johnson. Is he special? Is he going to get All-American love? Like, is he a special receiver, or he's just been here a long damn time?
No, he's a special receiver, Channing. I mean, he put up numbers last year with Tyler Van Dyke and Jakari Brown and other guys. I mean, he made Tyler Van Dyke look good in the times that Tyler looked good. Now, is he NFL special like Reggie and Michael Irvin? Probably not. Is he a guy that's going to play for 10 to 12 years in the league? I think he is. He's better than Braxton Berrios was in his time at Miami. I think he could be Wes Welker or better. His hands are amazing. He runs unbelievable routes. He's tough as nails. I think he's faster than most people give him credit for. Not the biggest dude, but man, he is a special cat. The records, I think part of it has to do with being there a little bit longer than everybody else, but it doesn't matter. In today's day and age, you know what he also didn't get to play with? He didn't have Brian Blades on the other side of him. He didn't have Santana Moss on the other side of him. He didn't have Andre Johnson in the roster. You know, it was Xavier Restrepo up until this year where he was the only weapon Miami had a lot of times on offense, and the kid deserves every accolade that he has. I thought it was super special on the broadcast when they panned to his mom, you know, and all of us being fathers, to see a mom react that way knows how much, you know, kid means to mom and mom means to kid. And he seems like just such a humble guy. I love it for X. He's had an unbelievable year. And I remember Miami fans. I can find your tweet that were saying he should have been let go and not Breshard Smith. And Breshard's having a great year for SMU. But we wouldn't be where we are right now without Xavier Restrepo.
Are you going to the Georgia Tech game?
Does a one-legged duck swim in circles? I bought 10 tickets to go to the Georgia Tech game. Me, my wife, my three kids, my daughter's boyfriend. So that's six of us. And then four of my really good friends all are going. So we're 10 deep alone. I know there are a ton of Miami fans coming up here. We're going to make Georgia Tech's homecoming fun. I'm not sure that Georgia Tech typically would have a fun homecoming. Doesn't look like, you know, like Spelman and Morehouse here, they have the Spellhouse homecoming and music's blasting and everything else. We're going to turn that place up. Channing, they've got Big Boy performing out front before the Miami game. It is going to be nuts with all of us here, but they did us dirty. How the hell do we have a noon kick? How am I supposed to get halfway hammered when we got a noon kick, which means I got to leave to come downtown at about 7:30 in the morning?
Man, they make it difficult on us. Now, what though, of the three remaining games is the biggest chance for the stumble? Georgia Tech, Wake Forest, or Syracuse?
If Haynes King is healthy this week, the quarterback for Georgia Tech, which I don't know that he is, this is a tough one. Buster Faulkner, their offensive coordinator, comes from Georgia, was a coordinator there when they had Stetson Bennett, and likes to run a lot of window dressing, lots of motions, you know, lots of get the ball out quick. They've got a couple of athletes in Jamal Haynes at running back, Rutherford and Singleton at wide receiver. Both can fly, which we realize Miami has a secondary issue. But if Haynes King isn't healthy offensively, they're not good. And Georgia Tech is not good defensively, which is not really a recipe for success against Cam Ward in Miami. Syracuse will be tough as well because the same thing, they can score the football. Kyle McCord came over from Ohio State. LaQuint Allen, a player that they have, I think they have a Rondé Gadsden's kid playing there at tight end. They've got some weapons there and can throw the ball up and down the field. And you know that Syracuse, whatever it's called, the Carrier Dome or whatever it is now, will be raucous for Miami coming there. There's no business us losing any games. If we keep teams under 30, we're not going to lose a football game in the regular season. And I guess we won't see Clemson in the ACC championship game because Dabo choked one away against Louisville's second team, which was beautiful to see on Saturday night.
I'm going, that's micro last three games. I'm going macro. Who else scares you in the nation? Because, hell, you're number four. Ohio State, Georgia, and Oregon are over top of you. You already say you're not scared of Georgia. I watched the Gators game. Hell, they could have beat him with the quarterback. I've never heard of him before in my life. I don't even know if he was on the team last Tuesday. But does Oregon, we talked about Dylan Gabriel, Oregon, or Ohio State? Because Ohio State got some dogs in their receiving core. And I would say UM's weakness is that secondary.
Yeah, anybody that can score the football scares me. You know, Oregon would be an absolute slugfest. You might have to beat them 77-72 like an old Pac-12 after dark game. Ohio State with Jeremiah Smith and Emeka Abuka and Judkins and Will Howard, and they've got a good tight end as well. Yeah, they scare me, but the next big game Ryan Day wins will be the first big game that Ryan Day wins. So I got a feeling he'd find a way to gack one away. Texas still scares me. I know they haven't played well the last couple of weeks, but, you know, they still got weapons with Quinn Ewers and all that speed they have outside. Georgia would give us problems because the defensive side of the ball, they're so good, but I don't know that they can keep up with Miami in a 60-minute game because Carson Beck, all we have to do is distract him with the Cavender twin. Just put her on the sideline, you know, in a Miami basketball jersey, and I'm not sure he's going to be ready to go. So, Channing, it's going to be so much fun these next 6 weeks with the college football playoffs and everything else. I already told my wife we got to put a second mortgage on the house between going to Georgia Tech this week. I just went to FSU 2 weeks ago. The ACC championship game potentially in a couple of weeks. If we win the ACC, the quarterfinal game is in Atlanta in the Peach Bowl. Then the semifinal, we potentially could be at Hard Rock Stadium in Miami. And then the Natty would be right back here in Atlanta. I need you guys to get Len Weiner to give me like a third or fifth or eighth job at this point because I can't afford all these damn games, but I damn sure can't miss one.
Yeah, it's going to be something special. Again, I want to I want to get through these three games that they've got left on the schedule, and then we worry about all that stuff. But it is shaping up to be the season that he's right, that we've been waiting literally over 20 years for.
And John, quickly, can you tell Hawk stop pushing people towards the varsity? It's the greasiest, nastiest food in the world. He's pushing.
Yeah, that's why I say, you know what? Noon kickoff is perfect. Players will be done by 4, showered. They'll be over to the varsity by 5.
Yeah, the varsity, first of all, hot dogs are one of the 5 most useless foods on the planet. Hot dogs, mayonnaise, oh my goodness, sour cream. I don't need any of that in my life. The varsity I went to one time, and that was about 23 years ago when I moved to Atlanta, and I vowed that I would never go back. I know it's an Atlanta staple. It's walking distance from Georgia Tech. If you go over there, make sure you have some wet wipes because you will need some shortly thereafter.
I mean, how can you call yourself an Atlantan and not have been to the varsity at least once a week for the last 20 years?
People from Atlanta hate the varsity.
No, they do not. I saw Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. They love it.
Again, a guy from out of town coming to Atlanta. It's better to go about 12 blocks down, go to Magic City, get you some nice lemon pepper wet, and I'm just talking about the wings, and enjoy the show while you're there.
Boom!
Or World of Coca-Cola and the CNN headquarters.
If you're into those kind of things, sure. You might as well go to the Georgia Aquarium while you're at it. I'd rather go to Magic City because I can see things flapping around there that look a heck of a lot better than a whale.
Get myself a little, I don't know, happy hour at in Buckhead. Time of my life. All right, we'll see you. Don't you drink Pepsi over Coke, John? Of course you're not an Atlantan. You like Pepsi over Coke.
100%. Pepsi and Mountain Dew are like two of the greatest inventions ever. When I'm like,
I'm
we
talking
used to
specifically
travel to
colas. Specifically the colas. Yeah. You choose Pepsi over Coke.
I will not drink a Coke in my lifetime if I have a choice. It's Pepsi all day long.
Ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just that shows you all you need to know about John Michaels. He never embraced Atlanta. He doesn't like the varsity. He doesn't like Coca-Cola.
But I do like Magic City. I don't know what that says about me.
Hey, John, Magic City, Pepsi. Yeah, man, we can roll. I'm a Pepsi guy, too.
You are?
All right. Yeah.
What's going on here? All right, we got to go. John Michaels, 680 The Fan in Atlanta. Follow him on Twitter, John Michaels U. Thank you, John.
All right, guys.
There you go, talking a little Hurricanes with John Michaels, a man who's got his, you know, his get up and go back, because that's like it was faked every now and then for a couple of years when we thought maybe the Hurricanes were good. That's how a Hurricane fan sounds. I ain't scared of nobody.
We right there. It's we, Hawk. See, you talking we. Yeah, man.
I know the moment the Canes have a stumble, this dude's coming on the air talking about, I knew you guys weren't going to be able to do so-and-so. I know what this guy has in store for us.
Isn't that the beauty of having just a seat on the bus? Like, I can get off whenever I want to get off.
Yeah, I guess you can.
He's not like us, Hawk. You know, he's a phony Canes fan. Not like us.
They ain't like us.
Give that to DBJ.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Oh, no.
Hawk and Crowder.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.